Today we will continue our sermon series on obedience. Obedience is a secret to true happiness. It can be hard to obey, but you will surely be able to reap the fruit of happiness. Let's read from Genesis chapter 16, verse 5 to 11. And Sarai said to Abram, "May the wrong done to me be on you. I gave my servant to your embrace, and when she saw that she had conceived, she looked on me with contempt. May the Lord judge between you and me." But Abram said to Sarai, "Behold, your servant is in your power. Do to her as you please." Then Sarah dealt harshly with her, and she fled from her. Verse 7. The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" She said, "I am fleeing from my mistress Sarai." The angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit to her." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "I will surely multiply your offspring so that they cannot be numbered for multitude." Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "Behold, you are pregnant and shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction." Sarah dealt harshly with Hagar, because after Hagar became pregnant, she looked at her with contempt. Sometimes the pain that we bear is not really bearing our cross. It is due to our own ignorance and foolishness. This is not really bearing our own cross. It doesn't matter how far we've gone astray, as long as we're willing to humble ourselves and obey, God has a way. God sees Hagar's situation. His heart aches for her. He didn't fix the situation, but God told her to go back to submit to her master. Hagar obeyed God and submitted to Sarai. Even though Hagar was only a servant, God still listened to the servants and their cry for mercy. God didn't fix the problem or change the circumstances, but He will help us through our bitterness in our heart. He wants us to submit to our current situation, whether or not it is because by our ignorance or foolishness, and submit accordingly until we have built the character to be obedient to the Lord. God knows all of our hardships, even though others may treat us unjustly, persecute us. But if we're willing to obey God and know that all these are also in His hands, it then becomes our glory and blessing. In Romans chapter 8, 17, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs of Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him." This means that by obeying the Lord, we are willing to submit to the people, and that for obeying the Lord, we will not allow the circumstances to cause bitterness within our hearts. We are all God's vessel and instruments to His purpose. So in our circumstances, it is as if we are in the process of making precious metal and gemstones, and we will go under intense pressure and high temperature to reach our full brilliance. I want to share a testimony of a brother in our congregation. He was always under a lot of pressure and running in and out of meetings. English was his second language, and he was lacking in his listening skills, which caused him to be very discouraged. After enduring such pressure for some time, he wanted to leave his current position for a new job opportunity. One Friday during fellowship, as he was sharing with his spiritual partner about his intention to leave his current position, his spiritual partner pointed out that, "Do you realize that this is your second position, and that in both of your positions you were working very hard but yet still having a hard time and were under a lot of pressure? Do you realize that you complain a lot?" The brother responded and said, "No, I don't." But his spiritual partner pointed out that he complains and grumbles a lot in his heart. It was then he confessed that yes, even though he didn't verbalize his complaints, but he does grumble a lot about his working environment and the pressure that he goes through within his heart. He realized that he was not submitting to the environment that God has measured out for him, and that he was always wanting to run and avoid these areas. That night, he made a decision to no longer complain or run from his situation, but to praise God in the midst of his hardship. This happened on a Friday night, and we as a group prayed for him. He was really low-spirited that day because he wanted to transfer to another group within the company, but it seemed like that opportunity was going to be given to another individual. However, on Monday, the manager from the other team called him and told him that they have approved his transfer to the new team without the need for an interview. This brother knew immediately that this is a miracle. One, because it turned out that the other individual wasn't available to join the new team. And two, this new position is not in the area of his expertise, but yet the new manager said just come and you will learn along the way. And three, this new department is a lot easier than his previous, and he wouldn't be as stressed out as before. Brothers and sisters, God's eyes are upon us. He wants us to see if we're able to obey and submit to the situation that have been measured out for us. If we can't obey and submit here, then we'll be learning it from another source. We can run from one position to another, one situation to another, but in the end, God wants us to learn to be supple, to be thankful, and not grumble in our circumstances. Even though we may be grumbling about our current situation, but in reality, we are grumbling about God. Because many times our current situations are led by God. God wants us to be able to give thanks in all of our circumstances. All things work together for the good. For who? For those who love the Lord. So once he started to give thanks to the Lord, God moved so quickly. The hard and tough circumstances, he wants us to be able to give him thanks. Let's read from Matthew 20, verse 10 to 16. Now when those higher first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour. You have made them equal to us, who may borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first and the first last. In this story, we can see that the workers that started early in the morning complained to the master who hired them. When they received their earning for the day, it was the same as those who worked for only an hour. They were unsettled and started to complain. Why do we only get a dollar when we've worked all day? It should have been 8 or 4 or at the very least $2. Their complaints started because they started to compare themselves with one another. And because there is comparison, it caused them to be unable to humbly obey. Therefore, we can see that when we compare ourselves to another, it becomes hard for us to remain obedient to the leading of the Lord. In our circumstances, we may look as if we're very humble, but we are murmuring inside and we don't understand what it means to be humble. But God is a God who looks deep inside. Whether or not we are humbly obeying him, he knows. True humility and obedience is to be supple and to accept our circumstances. Another thing we need to keep an eye out for, to argue or to justify ourselves, is another trait of disobedience. When we try to reason or to argue in a certain situation, it reveals our character of disobedience. When others are advising us and we are eagerly wanting to explain ourselves and prove ourselves right, we won't be able to take in the good intention that have been advised to us. Pastor Grace has given a testimony about her interaction with her third sister. Whenever her sister would say something, Pastor Grace would argue and justify her cause. And by doing so, her sister would be even more upset and would tell Pastor Grace that she is arguing and talking back. God revealed to Pastor Grace that she has this trait of arguing and justifying herself. She started to change and stop justifying herself or talk back to her sister. And because of this change, it eventually influenced her sister to become the second believer in her family. As we can see, there are times in our lives God would put us in circumstances that it doesn't make logical sense. We must take advantage of these circumstances because through these circumstances, we are truly able to develop true humility and obedience. As you may have heard, it is said in the army that reasonable requests are training, unreasonable requests are trials. In our lives, there would be for sure many unreasonable requests made upon us, and only in these circumstances we can develop the supple obedience character within us, so that we may be more like His Son Jesus. Brothers and sisters, do you have areas and circumstances in your life at the moment, whether it be at work, or at home, or even at church, relationship with your boss, your family members, or maybe even your pastors? These uncomfortable and unreasonable circumstances are there to help you to learn the lesson of humility and obedience. Have you ever complained about a sermon given on the stage? There was a church who recently got a new pastor. There was a sister in the church who literally cannot listen to the new pastor preach and wants to run out. But a voice inside her said, "Be still and stay." She had to force herself to stay put and obey that voice within her. By obeying that voice, she began to feel the presence of the Lord within her and was able to slowly receive the word given from the stage. Pastor Grace had also shared a testimony of herself speaking at another church. This church's worship set was more modern-like and was not something that Pastor Grace was used to. She started to judge and ponder how to lead from the worship set into her message. When she had this thought, God reminded her immediately to put down her own opinion and to engage herself in their worship. When Pastor Grace obeyed God, she started to enjoy the worship, and all of a sudden, this worship song became really, really good to her, and she was able to enjoy and be blessed by the worship set. Brothers and sisters, if you have a new pastor or leader, don't be so quick to murmur and grumble and to judge them. We must know that God's eyes are always upon us. He's been watching over us, and it's that we have not prepared ourselves to be able to receive the blessing from Him. The problem always lies within us and not God. Another thing we need to be cautious of is to not be judgmental. Some worship leader may have had some training and they would critique when something they believe should have happened in a worship set. When we are worshiping, it's not a performance and we're not there to judge or grade the worship set to see what went well and what didn't. We are there to worship and seek the Lord. If there are areas that are weak, it's even more important for us to help and support them. Brothers and sisters, don't let our expert opinion affect the way that we can experience and worship God. Our obedience to the Lord needs to be engraved on our hearts, and that we would internalize the teaching to make it a part of our lives that we would continue to practice regularly. In the past sermon series, we've already shared that God wants us to praise Him in His courts. We would exercise praise during that message series. However, we would forget to praise once we move on to the next sermon series. Praise should not cease when a sermon series ends. It's supposed to continue because this delights the Lord. And this not only applies to praise, it applies to every aspect of inner life message series. If we don't practice and exercise what we've learned, all these are knowledge and it's still just as if we're listening but not doing. Our spiritual life cannot mature and we will continue to live in our old selves. There is another group of people that needs to be even more aware. They would listen to the message about obedience and yet they feel like they are already obedient. We really need to come before the Lord and ask God to reveal to us if we are being disobedient to a point where we don't even realize it. When God reveals to us these areas, and we need to start to humble ourselves and become obedient, God's presence will start trickling down because God blesses those who obeys Him. Beloved, all of God's commandments carry significant blessing in our lives. If we truly carry out His commandments, for example, in Ephesians chapter 4, speaking the truth in love, if we truly live out speaking the truth in love, it can protect us from letting our internal darkness from growing and eventually taking over. As you know, without speaking the truth in love, we all can be very judgmental. And if we see something we don't like, we start grumbling and think to ourselves, how can this person do such thing? They must be this, this, and that. So much judgment and criticism passes through that if we continue to let it simmer within us, the darkness will grow and God's presence cannot be seen within us. On the flip side, if you see something or have some suggestion for someone, pray about it. Pray about it first and then go talk to the person and speak the truth in love. Maybe you will find out that things were not what you have thought it to be. The individual may have good intentions behind the thing that was done. By doing so, you've disarmed the darkness inside and it will not be able to manifest. If we don't address these problems timely, next time this happens, the bigger the disappointment, the greater the darkness, and the greater the distrust that happens within us. For example, you've said hi to someone and the person didn't respond. You may feel that the person doesn't even acknowledge you. You end up telling somebody else, that person is so-and-so, so self-centered, they're so egotistical. What you could have done is to go talk to the person and ask, hey, are you disappointed about something about me? They may tell you, oh, I'm so sorry, I totally didn't see you that day. By speaking to this person, you've disarmed the unnecessary darkness. Talking about it to another person doesn't solve the conflict, and it destroys the harmony, unity within the body of Christ. If we're talking about the pastor of the church, we may cause others to have a negative opinion of the pastor and therefore cause division among the church, leaving open doors for the enemy to attack the body of Christ. We should not let these bitterness remain in our heart and poison ourselves and possibly damage a very valuable relationship. It is too easy to have misunderstanding, so Ephesians talks about the building and breaking down of words. We must diligently be obedient in living out all the commandments, operating instructions that God has set for us through the teaching of the Bible, the sermon, and also personal revelations. Being obedient means having the ears that can listen and being able to keep it to heart rather than listening to the message and then forgetting about it. You will see that those who listen and live according to the teaching will grow and mature at an accelerated rate. Missionary Young is a great example of such person who listens and let the words to be engraved on her heart. Whatever that's been suggested or advised, she took it and kept it at heart. When she was in her 20s, someone told her that she should ask God to give her a greater hunger for the Lord. She prayed this prayer daily until she was in her 80s. She did not argue or defend herself, but instead she accepted with humility and prayed this prayer until the day she went back to be with the Lord. Her hunger for the Lord grew as she aged. Missionary Young had great passion to spread the gospel to the inland Chinese community. However, when she arrived in China, she had such bad insomnia, the team decided to assign her to teach the grade school-aged children of other missionaries. Throughout the years, she had the opportunity to enter into inland China, but having thought of the problem it would cause the school, she decided to stay put and taught at grade school for 12 years until she returned to Canada. Later in her autobiography, she wrote that the time that she was in China teaching the students was one of the most wonderful and miraculous time in her life. We can see that what God had intended may not seem best for us at the moment in time, but if we obey, we will be able to see that God has given us the best. Even though we may be full of passion to serve the Lord, to submit and to be obedient is a lesson we all have to learn. Brothers and sisters, in each stage of our lives, God has a purpose in them, and His hands are always there. Being obedient is this, to be soft, to be supple, to be gentle, to be moldable by the potter, so that we may be shaped into the instrument that's most suitable for the purpose we were meant to be. We need to learn to know that God has a purpose in everything, even if what you're hoping to accomplish might be very spiritual. There was a sister who would utilize the time that she is driving to listen to sermons and teachings. However, when she started running into technical difficulties, she felt like the Lord was telling her to spend time to be with Him, the living source of life. She stopped trying to, quote unquote, fix the problem and was able to praise and worship God. There were many occasions that she would be so touched by God, she would tear up and cry because she is being ministered by God Himself. We may be passionate about certain things. We may even listen to message and teachings for a whole entire day. Not that this is a bad thing, but we may only hear the words of the speaker, but have not given any time to God Himself to speak to us. We must learn to be moldable and shapeable in our path of obedience to follow the leading of the Lord. We must learn to stop pushing our own agenda and stop and ask God, why are we having this technical difficulty? God, what is your purpose in all of this? Not that your original intention to listen to sermons or teachings are bad, but maybe God wants to use this time to have a moment with you. There may even be times that we are so passionately stubborn. We will do whatever it takes to fix the problem, quote unquote, fix the problem. But this may not be on God's agenda at this moment in time. We must learn to be moldable and shapeable in our obedience to the leading of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the enemy doesn't care about tens of thousands of Christians who have their own personal agenda, who makes their own decisions. This group of Christians doesn't pose a threat to the gates of hell. However, when one person is moldable, shapeable, and so determined to submit and to obey the leading of God, the gates of hell starts to shake and the enemy starts to tremble. This is the reason why obedience is so important. John chapter 14 verse 21 says, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him." Beloved, it doesn't matter if you have such explosive or memorable experience with the Holy Spirit. If you're not diligent in learning and living out true obedience, your spiritual life is only skin deep, very shallow at best. One may be very sensitive to the working of the Holy Spirit and can be easily filled by the Holy Spirit. They can see visions, they can dance in freedom, they can speak in tongues, but none of these is a gauge which measures the spiritual maturity or intimacy with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we must pay close attention to His leading every step of every day so that God may be our satisfaction, that He may be our joy. We must live in love. To really submit and obey in full obedience, wholly to the Lord. If we are only obeying halfway, we're not being obedient. Jesus humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Being obedient helps us to be shaped into His Son's likeness. Jesus was spit upon, He was whipped, He was persecuted, but He was fully obeying the Father. His joy was not taken away. We are all to be molded to be the bride of the Lamb. Obedience is about having ears that can listen. Do we really have the ability to hear from our parents, our boss, etc.? That we are able to hear and act upon them immediately. So that Jesus will be the source of eternal salvation for those who obey Him. So that Jesus will be the source of eternal salvation for those who obey Him. Beloved, how much salvation is activated in your life can be gauged by how obedient you are in your walk with the Lord. May the Lord have to Him a group of people who have ears to listen and to obey His commandments.